Hi, everybody. You don't know me, and I don't know you. It's the middle of the night on a Thursday. Well, I guess it's Friday now. And I'm tired as poop. So I guess this is going to be a little introduction video. So, basically, my name is Jenna. You can call me whatever. I don't really care. I'm going to be a freshman in high school. I just got out of rehab, but I didn't go to rehab because of drugs or an eating disorder. I went because of mood problems and self-harm behaviors and along that path. I'm gonna start high school on Monday. I've been wanting to do something, as in talking about my experiences and my ideas about the world. So I tried it on YouTube, but the whole thing is so complicated, and I don't want to be, not necessarily seen, but I just don't have the energy to look at a camera. I rather just talk so you don't know what I look like in my man-sounding voice. Whatever. I'm at my mom's house right now. I finally was able to politely ask my dad using some DBT skills, which are dialectic, behavioral therapy skills. Anyways, dear man skill. And I'm now at my mom's, which I haven't seen. I've been mostly with my dad, and that's mainly because, the court and all my doctors are like, yeah, she should stay with you since her mother is a bit emotionally unstable, which is not true anymore. My mom does suffer from bipolar type 2, but she's doing really well, and yeah. Excuse me. Okay, so I guess basically I'll probably tell you some stories of my experiences in hospitals or in therapy, just in case someone needs that help. And I think I will also just, I don't want to get into any fights here, and I think I'm just going to talk about, I think politics will ruin some of these, and honestly, I just wish that everyone was part of a team that built up society instead of having one person in the press. And I see good and bad in every person, even though my parents might hate a certain person. I always will look for the good and the bad, because a person isn't just one of them, a person is both of them. I will probably talk about a whole bunch of random stuff because I am a very distracted person, and I will probably make you down or make you happy sometimes, depends on, I guess, the recording. I had something in my head, but I just forgot it. I will accept, recommendations of what I should, record.
If you are, someone who hates swearing or anything to do with sex or drugs or very emotionally triggering things, I suggest you power through it by listening and learn to tolerate that stuff, or you just go into a more PG-rated podcast, because I do swear and I do openly talk about a bunch of, I guess, morbid stuff or more mature things than, I guess, people my age or people comfortable. But I grew up in, well, I didn't really grow up in a family that swore, but my dad swears now that he's married to a professional swearer. Everyone I am friends with swears. My mother swears. My brother swears. Basically, a lot of people who I've been surrounded by growing up have sworn or use vulgar language, excuse me. So I've sort of latched on to that, and I mean, to me, words are just words, so sex is just a verb. It's basically a verb, I think. Yes, basically a verb, in my opinion, and drugs is basically an item or a noun, if you want to use those terms. So to me, words are meant differently every single time it comes out of a different person's mouth, because you don't know what's going on in their head as they're thinking this. And me, I grew up talking to myself in my head because there was nobody to support me outside of my entity. So I sometimes forget to say something when I say something random, and then it's a whole fight. So I just feel that people have their own thoughts and ideas about what words mean, and a dictionary is just something to help keep connected the people who speak the language that's being spoken. I honestly just forgot everything I just said, so sorry, and that's probably going to happen a lot, but I mean, maybe not, it's late at night. This is going to be a short podcast because I honestly need to go to sleep. I'm on this medication that's just supposed to make me really tired, but then I was like throwing up because of it and getting sick, so I'm off of it now, so I can't. It's really hard for me to fall asleep, but I know I need sleep. And also, like, if any of you are having problems, I don't know if there's, like, a certain way you could, like, hit me up or anything, but I do have a Facebook and an Instagram. If you want any of those, I don't know if you can comment or not, but, I mean, I did link my Facebook account, though, so that's good. I think. Hopefully you can see it. I'll check it out. But, I'm more than willing to help you on anything you need, even if it's just, like, schoolwork. Like, I don't know how I passed all my grades, but, or classes, whatever. But freaking math, I suck at, but I can probably try and help. Just don't do anything above 5th grade level. No, but even if you think it's the smallest or most unimportant thing, I'm glad to listen to that, because I have gone through so much and it has taught me so much, and I've gotten many skills in my life so far since I'm still a kid. But my mom is a counselor, actually, and I help her a lot figuring out how to communicate with her clients and stuff. So
I've really been in therapy my whole life, and I have a very logical father and stepmother, and a very emotional mother. So I've grown up in two different kinds of households. So that gives me a bunch of experience in that. And I'm not saying, like, I'm an expert or anything. I'm just saying, like, if you're uncomfortable with talking to someone who's an adult or someone that's you know personally, then, yeah, I mean, I used to always, like, be so uncomfortable talking to anyone. But I figured it out. I just do it. But, yeah. Okay. Don't know where I'm going. Oh, well, I mean, I'm here. And don't worry, nothing you say will bring me down. I have seen the worst. At rehab, I saw, like, 5 ambulances pull up to our lodge in one day. And the whole week is filled with many more. And I've seen people wreck their lives, and I've been in a conversation with my parents explaining or just having a certain mindset or a certain way of thinking verbalized into a way I could understand. I don't know what I'm saying, but I guess, I mean, I also do know people I can recommend you to for whatever reason. If, like, your parents are being really aggressive towards you, or you are being aggressive towards yourself or others, or just, like, you hate school, or your girlfriend or boyfriend broke up with you, or you broke up with them. It doesn't matter what it is, because if it is affecting you in any way, it's an important thing that needs to be solved. And I want to do as much as I can to help you solve those problems. But I'm not the one who can solve them. You have to solve them yourself. But I can help you stand up, I guess. My neck hurts. So, anyways, anything else? I don't think so, but my name is Jenna. I don't care if you call me anything. My dad messes up my name, my mom, everyone I know calls me something different each day, so you can call me whatever you want. If you want to call me a bitch, call me a bitch. If you want to call me, like, a hoe, call me a hoe, because all I know is I care about myself, and those things aren't something that I think about myself, so they don't affect me. But anyways, you can call me, like, toilet paper or basket or orange or apple. My dad calls me goose all the time. And if I ever become a writer, I want that to be my pen name. But, yeah. And don't feel scared to ever, like, just voice your concerns or your thoughts and ideas about something. Because even if someone is really mean to you because you stood up for your whatever you talked about, and someone makes fun of you or disrespects you, don't start degrading yourself because of that. Because you are a unique person, and you're the only one who's thinking the way you are thinking. No one else can understand the true passion you hold for it and the true belief that it's going to do something. So just remember, like, they just don't know what I'm saying. And even if they do know what you're saying, like, womankind, whatever, we are all wired differently, so to say. So basically, just one person might hate candy, one person might love candy. they're both human, but they're completely different. Their genes have different traits to it. They look different. They have different taste buds and different characteristics, different thoughts and feelings. Well, I mean, there's feelings, but I mean how their feelings affect them. But, I feel that people in general have become so absorbed in the social incline of popularity and things. I have no clue what I just said, but people are very conceited or very not conceited. And if they're not conceited, they are usually gonna have that other factor in their life that's similar to conceited, but not what conceited is. And then we have those people who are very conceited. There's not just those two. There's like people who are straight or gay or asexual or bisexual. Everyone, just because they have a similar trait to you or anyone else, doesn't make them the same. And it doesn't make what you think is wrong. It just means that we were, the way we grew as a person was based on our own self. And there's going to always be conflict. But you can't let that bring you down, because we're all just animals in the end. We're classified as animals in the end. If we had nothing, we wouldn't know what to do, because we're being taken over by electricity, networking, Wi-Fi, becoming the best at something. And the montage of just being that model that you see on the TVs is just very corruptive for a person. But, you know, a hyena or a squirrel or even an insect, they're animal. Well, insects are insects, but we're all animals. We're all organic and we're all living things. And we should be able to understand that just because we understand our own language and not someone else's doesn't make them a lower class or a lower intelligence. Because predators are predators, and this world is a big pot of stew being stirred up until another bubble pops and then something goes crazy for the whole world. And people just fight because they have different ideas on how to solve the problem. And usually it's solving the problem by creating pain. And I have no clue what I'm talking about again. I'm very tired, so I'm gonna let this end right now. And thank you if you are listening to this. Thank you if you're not, because you just deserve to be thanked for being a person and being alive. I'm Jenna. I have a YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, and a lot of different things, but that's not important. If you really want to, you can, I don't know if you can, like, do anything with commenting on this, but, yeah, you could just comment to me, and I might give you, like, even my email I might give you, but, okay, that's so unsafe, but, oh well. Thank you all. Good night, or good morning, or good afternoon, good evening. I'm gonna go now. Thank you for being alive, being you, and being tolerant enough to listen to me talk, especially when my voice sounds like crap. Later. Hopefully.